us. And I pick my text from Revelation chapter 2. Before we close. And verse 14, listen very well.
But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam.
That church, that is the problem they had. Read it again.
But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornications.
And again, I mention it here and here. I even took it as a message some years back. It's needful that we talk about the topic I titled The Doctrine of Balaam. The Doctrine of Balaam. You will get to understand what the doctrine of Balaam is. It is a device of Satan to finish the children of God. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, we are not ignorant of the device of Satan. We are not ignorant. Satan has various devices that he pulled down the children of God, that he uses. And I want to address the two very common areas he uses to finish us so that we don't reach the promised land. What is the promised land? It's God's promises for us, written in this Bible. When you come to Christ, you have come to a land of promise. Amen. Promises. Pastor Olumide said, once you see the promise, you should do what?
Claim it.
Claim it. It's there for you. The only problem you have is to see the promised land. The promised land that we have is God's promises in the Bible. Amen. That's why we must study the scriptures. What did he say? If you ask, he said, this is the confidence we have in him. 1 John 5:14. If we ask anything according to his will, that is, once it is in the promised land, it belongs to you. He said, anywhere you will step your feet upon, you will possess it. Any promise you claim, you have set your foot upon it. Claim it. It belongs to you. It's been released to you. The devil will try to fight it. He's still fighting Israel in the promised land. Amen. There are only two ways that Satan can use. He uses our ignorance. And he uses, among other areas. Sorry, I want to pick two, not the only two. There are many areas he uses. But these two is the common areas. He uses our ignorance to finish us. And he uses character to finish us. And we say this. There's a statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us.
This is the reason.
For we are not ignorant of his devices.
So that Satan will not get an advantage over us. He will not use the advantage of our ignorance. Take advantage of our ignorance and take advantage of our character and frustrate us in the land of promise. And like Israel, remember, we are beneficiaries of grace. It's an exhortation. I'm not doing a Bible study. I am exhorting brethren. We are beneficiaries of grace. Because the Bible tells us we are saved by grace. Ephesians 2 says so. It's not by works. There's nothing we did that merited our salvation. While we were yet in sin, he already provided for us grace. Israel is the same thing. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, if you read it from verse 7, he emphasized there that Israel, he said the nation of Israel is the Lord's portion, is his portion. Among all that live on earth, the one that belong to him, he chose for himself, is Israel. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7, he said Israel is the vineyard of the Lord. That is where he does displace all he has. He sows, he does everything there. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. It's his vineyard. The same thing with we Christians. In Galatians chapter 3, we also inherit the same blessing of Abraham. The Bible says so. If you read it from verse 13 and verse 14, that is through the cross, the blessing passed over to us. Verse 14. What did verse 14?
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ.
And so, that, yes.
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Grace. Grace. Just like that. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He called us. We were not looking for him. We found grace. And we were in him from the foundation of the world. He had us in mind. We are not even saved by accident. He planned me in his mind. Ephesians chapter 1 says so. We are chosen in him from the foundation. Before the foundation of the world. Read it. Verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
When did he choose us? That is why you see the grace.
Before the foundation of the world.
Just as he went to choose Abraham, we too, he has already chosen us. Before the foundation of the world, he already had me in his mind. Oh, glory be to God. Verse 11 of that Ephesians chapter 1, what did he say?
In whom also Listen. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own
will. We have obtained an inheritance, and that inheritance is the love of God. We have inherited his love. We have inherited all the blessings. All the blessings. That's why Romans chapter 8 says, if you read it from verse 14, read it from verse 14, Romans chapter 8.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
that's who we are,
they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption.
See, the inheritance, that's why I'm quoting that scripture.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My glass, they see far. So what happened to these two people? Wait, see one here, see one there. Excuse me, sir. The thing why they preach, it will help you. Please, touch my brother. Excuse me, sir. The thing why they preach now, it will help you. From there, I behold far. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
For ye are all the children of God by
See who we are?
In Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Glory be to God. Go on, up to verse 29.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female.
And there is neither Osu nor Ihiala. Diala. It's neither Osu nor Ihiala. Diala. For ye are all
one. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
And if you be Christ.
And if you are Christ, you belong to Jesus Christ.
Then are ye Abraham.
You see, just like Israel, we are also Abraham's seed. And what?
Heirs according to the promise.
Heirs according to the promise. You need to know who you are to understand what I want to share with you. Psalm 65 verse 4 call us blessed.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house.
You see why we are blessed.
Even of thy holy temple.
You see why we are blessed. We are blessed. Many Fridays like this, when I am here singing and dancing unto the Lord, I used to remember before I met with Christ, this same Friday night I would be in a nightclub. But God went and brought me out from nightclub. And left the rest there in nightclub, and he caused me to come to his presence and dwell in his courts. It's a special blessing. That's why we're peculiar people. Many of us don't appreciate God because we have not sat down to meditate on what salvation is all about. Many of us grumble, mommy, including you, where they cry for the past 3 days. This God, that before you knew him, while you were yet in sin, he made provision for you. He, verse 32, Romans chapter 8, what did he say?
He that spared not his own son. But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
What are you grumbling about? If you catch the revelation of this statement, then you'll understand why he said, all things work together for good. To them that love him. But nothing work together for good to them that hate him. If you love God, commit everything into his hand. Trust him. Amen. He promised he would be with us all the way. What he said he will do, that is what he will do for us. He was in the boat. And the boat, the storm was raging. Amen. As long as Jesus is with you, the boat will not sink. I said the boat will not sink. You will not die from that problem. You will not die from that attack. As long as Jesus is with you. He watches over his word to perform it. And he gave us assurance of our safety. He said, the gates, he will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said it. He said, no weapon. That is the assurance we have. No weapon. Do you believe the Bible? No weapon of the enemy fashioned against us shall prosper. He said, Apostle Paul had this revelation, and he said, we are more than conquerors. Through who?
Through him that loved us.
The one that loved us before we love him. More than conquerors. Because in the battle we fight, it's a spiritual battle. Against principalities and power. The weapon of our warfare, they are mighty. Through who?
God.
It's through God. Therefore, we are more than conquerors. And do you know, sister, brother, Something I have found out about this God. Before the problem comes, solution is already ready. The only problem we have is the revelation of that fact. When this church was to be demolished, none of the prophets here saw it. Until they were yapping us, say, it is only what God wants you to know, he will reveal to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, our faith can draw down God when you inquire. When you inquire. Because he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But it's, you saw what happened here on Friday night between Sister Amarachi and Prophet Joseph. And Sister Marachi was discerning one brother and said, even your passport, international passport number is being shown. Then he said, suddenly the thing disappeared. He said, hey. And then she was looking for helper. You do like a rat. It's like, somebody help me now. And I was standing here, Prophet Joseph came and said, I will get it. He was sure. Confidently. I said, oh yeah, call a microphone. And he entered spirit. But listen, you saw how, what he went through. Even after service, he was not himself. Virtue went out. It's like God saying, I know I should say, you want to see him. Amen. The church was to be demolished. He didn't show any of us. The only thing he told me in November was that the next year, 2012 or so, 2013, this was in 2012, November. I was sitting there, I can never forget that day, and he spoke clearly to me. Is it 2013 shall be your year of reconstruction. I came here, we were dancing. I said, the Lord said, next year, year of reconstruction. Hey, everybody dance, they put offering. 1 month after that, they demolished this church. Did you hear me? Before the problem comes, solution is already on ground. While they were thinking of destroying the building, he was looking at the reconstruction. And he provided it. And we got a better place than what was brought down. Why no weapon of the enemy fashioned against us shall prosper? The reason is because where he placed us, when you come to Christ, you are seated in heavenly places. Oh, glory be to God. High, far, far, above principalities and powers. And this Jesus that we are hiding in him, seated with him, for we are seated in with Christ in God. The Bible says so. He is the head of principalities and powers. My Jesus is the head of witches and wizards. My Jesus is the head of the marine kingdom. My Jesus is the head of every shrine. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. That is our inheritance. That is our inheritance. You don't know who you are in the spirit. When you come to Christ, the Bible says, we have come to Mount Zion. That mountain cannot be moved. Oh, glory be to God. You have also come to the company of uncountable number of angels. Angels encamp round about them that fear the Lord. That is our inheritance. That is our inheritance. We are under a higher blood than the blood they used to curse us. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And the blood that speaketh even better things than that of Abel. That blood of sacrifice reminds heaven of the covenant we have with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so Apostle Paul can say boldly, if God be for us, who can be against us? The assurance that we have is that nothing can pluck us out of the hand of God. Once you are born again, we are sealed until the day of redemption. We are sealed. Once you are saved, forever. That's why John chapter 10, verse 27, 28 and 29. Read it for everyone.
My sheep hear my voice.
The sheep of the Lord Jesus. Are they here? Are they here? Listen to this assurance.
And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Uh-huh.
Neither shall any man pluck them
out. I give unto them what?
Eternal life.
And what will happen?
And they shall never perish.
Does that mean anything to you, to excite you? And that verse 28 again.
And I give unto them eternal life.
Uh-huh.
And they shall never perish.
Uh-huh.
Neither shall
any man
pluck them out of my
hand. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. What is the reason? Verse 29.
My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all.
Greater than anybody that can attempt to take me away from my God.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
No man. The Bible says we are engraved in the palm of his hand. These are the things that give us assurance if God be for us. Is it 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15? It says, is it?
1 Peter 3, 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your acts. And be ready always to give an answer.
No, verse 13.
And who is he that will harm you?
Who? Who is he that will harm you?
If he be followers of that which is good.
See the assurance. Who? Who will harm me? They will fire, but it will not prevail. They will fire death, it will not prevail. They will put stumbling block, it will not prevail. They will make the invocation and incantation, it will not prevail. But listen, this blessing is a conditional blessing. It's a conditional blessing. Because an agreement is always between two parties, and it is effective only if each party keep their part. If you sign any agreement, it's not just that it is signed, yes, but it is not effective because you have signed the agreement. It is effective because you are abiding by the agreement. And that's why every agreement is as good as the signatories to the agreement. And so God has entered an agreement with us and said, this is the blessing you have if you abide with me. The condition, if you come to me. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. Listen. Thank you.
If ye be willing and obedient.
Again.
If ye be willing and obedient.
Again.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good.
Do you know that instruction was given to King Saul? Hey. Agreement. Instruction was given to King Saul. Instruction was given to him, how he should deal with all these nonsense people in the land. Kill everything. He decided to spare some of the things. The prophet was sent to him. He said he should kill all animals. Why am I hearing the noise of rams? He said, no, he keep them so that he will offer sacrifice. What did the Lord Samuel What did he tell Saul? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen very well. If you are not keeping the commandment of God, your dry fasting and going to the mountain is all in vain. Your tithes and your offerings are all in vain. Don't bother to bring tithe and offering unto the Lord when you know you are a sinner, you are disobedient to God's word. It's all in vain. God doesn't accept it. Amen. Read it again. If ye be
willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
You will eat the good of the land. Verse 20.
But if ye refuse and rebel.
If you refuse to keep the commandments of God and you rebel.
Ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
That is why I say it is ignorance and character that destroys, that causes frustration in the life of the children of God. Very seriously. I had reason to counsel one of the ministers. And I was saying, listen very well. One thing that, and this is all for ministers, one thing that easily deceives us is the anointing. We all know that whether you prayed, you fasted or not, before you come here on Thursday, on Friday, during counseling, during praying for the sick, whether you fasted or not, even if you slept with a woman last night, you came here, the anointing will flow. Now, it deceives us to think that because it happens, it means we are right with God. Unknown to you, Moses did contrary to what God told him to do. Moses is there as an example for all of us. The meekest man on earth is the testimony of God concerning Moses. The most humble man, the one that had the privilege of seeing God face to face, the one that had God's voice, the one that remained 40 days and 40 nights, and he came out fresher than he went in. The glory of God engulfed him until the children of Israel could not behold him. But he said, because you refuse to honor me before the people, I say, speak. You decided to strike. The water still came out. The people were rejoicing. But unknown to the people rejoicing, and hailing Moses, a death sentence was on him by God. Because of the faith of the people, because of the prayer they prayed, if you come to me, God will use me and answer you. It is not evidence that I am right with God, because God must use somebody. That is the problem. And that is why we tend to be deceived. We pray less. We fast less. We are more carnal. We play with the name of God more than anybody else. We joke with the holy things of God because we are anointed. Shake your head, Samson, the anointing we call. You got so confident that you didn't know that Satan is after you. It is important that we catch this, all of us. That you pray on your own in your room. Listen, I have said this several times. Fear God. That you pray and God answer you. It's no evidence that he's happy with you. Hallelujah. That you prayed. The reason he's answering you is a judgment on you. For you to know that he is real. You pray, he has answered. He is real. This same God that told you, that answered your prayer, he has also told you, don't do this, don't do this. When Apostle Paul says, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling, it is a revelation of who God is. My people are destroyed for lack of. Listen, you are sealed, you are saved, but you will live a frustrated life on earth. You will cry every day. Frustration, lack of favor. And instead of you to amend your ways, you are looking for prophets to prophesy to you. And each time the prophet will prophesy, he will see who is tormenting you. And he's correct. But whoever is tormenting you, your uncle, your father, your mother, your neighbor in the office, it is an instrument of God to deal with you. The only way, and that is why I have said it, that God, all that God wants from everybody is repentance. That's all. Stop it. And those of you who don't like prayers, he knows how to send you to pray. God loves fellowship. I was telling you this Friday night. God wants to hear the voice of his children. Which father will be happy that his children have abandoned him? No fellowship. No time for prayer. No time for worship. Even the appointed time for church service in your church. Even when you go, you are not going excitedly. You go grudgingly. You are looking at the time, for your attention is somewhere else other than the source of your life. That is the problem people have. Deuteronomy chapter 32 from verse 11.
As an eagle steereth up a nest, fluttereth over a young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him.
What did they do?
He forsook God which
made him. He forsook the God after he was blessed.
And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods.
You see?
With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils.
Israel, after passing through the Red Sea, with the pillar of fire before them, in the night, free Nepal in the desert. Hot desert, cloud will come and give them shade.
They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters.
Verse 20.
And he said,
What did he say?
I will hide my face from them.
Okay.
I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith.
That is the same God that said they are his portion. The same God that said they are his vineyard. The same God that says they are the apple of his eyes. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against them shall prosper. The same God turned his face away from them. And imagine the condition of these children of God. Of course, he will restore them later. But why do you have to suffer all that? And when you come to a church like this, I have been stressing, concentrate on the reason that brought you to this ministry. Concentrate. I had reason to speak to somebody yesterday. And I told them, I said, there are three groups of people in Bride Assembly Church. The first group are those who were looking for truth. And they came across this ministry and they received rest. You see them, the whole life is revolved around this ministry. Let me not mention the things they do so that you will not impersonate them. Because if I mention it, you think that is what I want you to do. But we know by their fruits, we know them. Now there is another group of people that are here for protection. There are prophets here. I know as long as I'm in Bride Assembly, if anything will happen to me, then go see her. So this is a very safe place to be. They are the ones that are closest. The ministers they are closest to are not the evangelists, are not the pastors. They are the prophets. When Prophet Benjamin got his house, people were battling to furnish the house for him. They furnish house for any evangelist for the church. What should I do? And it is through the evangelism you came in here. Oh, that the second group. Praise the Lord. The third group are the people who are here because they know they talk about money for this church. This is the best place to stay. Stingy people. Very comfortable here. Amen. So focus on what brought you here and you will get what you are looking for. Amen. Those who are looking for eternal life, I will not deceive you. And that's why once I discover I have said anything wrong, I come back immediately and correct it. Because I am revelated enough to know that whatever I preach, I will give account of it. Amen. I must not deceive you. And I must not know something and for any reason hold it back. If it will cost me my friendship with you, but God will be happy with me, I will say it. And I will not compromise my faith for any reason, whoever you are. And that's why not too many people are close to me. But I have angels that are close to me. Amen. I have brethren that are close to me. I'm telling you, not brethren close by mouth. I mean brethren that pray for me, fast for me, call me, send messages to me to encourage me. Pray and God gives them messages for me. And I want to let you know this, that whatever position you are, any grace that you have, it goes with a condition. So that statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 6,
we
verse
then,
1.
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also,
that what?
That ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
You will not receive this grace in vain. We must not receive these wonderful blessings that God has released for us. Let us benefit from it. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, maybe we read it from verse 1.
Moreover, brethren,
what happened to Israel natural is what happens to us, Israel spiritual. Go ahead.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted.
See?
Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them.
Yes.
As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and we are destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and we are destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Now listen to verse 12.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall.
Now go back to verse 8 again.
Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed.
Some of them committed, and what happened?
And fell in one day 23,000.
Israel. Now this is where we are going to the topic. Let's go to where Apostle Paul is referring to. It's the story of Balaam. The king of Moab heard about the exploits, and that is the story of every Christian. That is the story of every believer. Every believer. Somebody said, who was it? Is it one of the prophets? Sister Marachi? Or who? You said, somebody called and gave a revelation that pray, they see your name scattered everywhere in a shrine. Yeah, I think it's Amarachi, you are the one? Are you the one? Don't wave your hand to confirm if you are the one. Are you the one? Fine, she's the one. Good. Now, and what did you tell the person? He said, it's expected now. Do you think God will use us and be exposing people's problem and delivering people, and you think they will not come after us? He said, God is only giving you prayer point to be praying for me. I'm not scared by that because it's expected. Every one of us that God is using were a target of Satan. And so the king of Moab, called Barak, went to one prophet. But they call him prophet because he's a seer. And remember, because some people ask, Balak was not a Jew, but he had access to the God of Israel. Do you know why? I think Psalm 68, verse 18.
Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for
men. He received gifts for men.
Yeah. For the rebellious also.
What is the reason?
That the Lord God might dwell among
them.
So
that they will have evidence that there is a reality of God. After all, he's the one that created them. So he allows even some of these unbelievers, what did he call them? The gift they have is from God. And so he went, amen. No true prophet of God will curse anybody. No true Christian will curse anybody. Nobody. No true, especially pastors. Don't curse anybody. That causes anybody is not converted. They're not converted. Amen. I had one church behind us here. I was watching him on the YouTube. It was a cussing and cussing and cussing. He didn't end on the person. He cussed plus their children's children. When I said these people are not Christians, you now understand. He said because they are inside. They are the ones that are giving people outside information concerning him. You, all of Unana, some of the people, when they go there, they are here. Your prophet. At the back of the canal here. Oh, when they sell water every time. When the Bible forbids us to sell anointing. Now when they place images for altar. When the Bible forbids it. Now when they worship Mary. When the Bible forbids it. Amen. I had it. Please, if you are a member, cut this clip I'm doing now and send it to him that is not Christian. Christians don't do that. That is the reason why I say he's not a Christian. He's a Catholic, not a Christian. And they went to hire that type of prophet by the name of Balaam. Go and curse them. Oh, glory be to God. The man armed himself and set up an altar. Hey, yeah. His first oracle to go and curse people that God has blessed. Okay. Chapter 23, Numbers, from verse 7. Let's just read these portions.
And he took up his parable and said, Balak the king.
That is the first oracle he set up. You know, he set up the altar, did all that he's supposed to do the way he normally enters spirit. And he took up his parable. He began to prophesy.
Balak the king of Moab brought me from Aram.
He lives in Aram.
Out of the mountains of the east.
That is, eh? From where?
Out of the mountains of the east.
To curse. From the east.
Saying, come curse me, Jacob. And come defy Israel.
What did he say he should do?
Curse me, Jacob.
Curse Jacob. Defy Israel.
How shall I curse?
See now.
Whom God hath not cursed.
How can I curse whom God has not cursed? That statement also means you can only curse whom God has cursed. But as long as you are blessed of the Lord, you cannot curse whom God has not cursed. Read on.
Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?
That is why David came. Who is the Philistine? Come and defy the army of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Read on.
For from the top of the rocks I
this
see
is
him.
How he looked at Israel.
And from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone. And shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of
now,
Israel?
Now the person, when they say, remember that he went before God and God he said, you know, God told him to go. He said, but you will only say what I put in your mouth. So he was now prophesying by the Spirit of God. Go ahead.
Let me die the death of the righteous.
Hey, what? When he saw what he saw, hey, the glory of Israel.
And let my last end be like his. And Balak
he saw the end of Israel. He saw what is awaiting the children of God. Hey, glory be to God. And Balak said unto Balaam,
what hast thou done unto me?
I said you should curse. And what are you saying?
I took thee to curse my enemies. And behold, thou hast blessed them
all. You are blessing them again. And what did he say?
And he answered and said, Must I not take it to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth?
It is only what God has put in my mouth that will speak now. Don't you know my grace? No, no, say my spirit, they use me, not be me, they talk. So, if it is so, then why did you still go the second time again? The second oracle, verse 18 to 26.
And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie.
He is not a man that he should lie.
Neither the son of man that he should repent.
Once he has spoken, has he not said?
Has he not said, and shall he not do it?
Oh.
Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Listen very well.
Behold, I have received commandments to bless.
Hallelujah.
And he has blessed.
Hallelujah.
And I cannot reverse it.
It cannot be reversed. Hey, it cannot be reversed. Read on.
He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob.
God does not see the iniquity of Jacob. As long as they are with him, they are covered by the covenant. Don't show me their sin. I have not seen it. Don't accuse them before me, accuse of the brethren. The blood of Jesus Christ has taken care of it. Don't remind me of my past. The blood of Jesus has washed it away. Read on.
Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel.
Oh.
The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He has as it were the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob.
None!
Neither is there any divination against
None.
Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought?
Hey!
Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion.
Thank you, Lord.
And lift up himself as a young lion.
Uh-huh.
He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey
uh-huh.
and drink the blood of the slain.
Uh-huh.
And Balak said unto Balaam,
what did he say?
Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at
all. Oh yeah. Just keep quiet. No evil open your mouth at all. Don't say anything. No bless, no curse. Since you don't feel curse, no evil bless, just close your mouth. I tell you to come and curse with a bless.
But Balaam answered and said unto Balak,
what did he say?
Told I not this saying?
Did I not say?
All that the Lord speaketh, that
not,
I must
did
do.
Did I not tell you that it's only what God is saying? You know, that prophet is an honest prophet. It is what he sees, he tells. He doesn't lie. Praise the Lord. But he didn't stop. Do you know why? It is because of the offering that Balak offered him. He still had the third oracle and the fourth oracle. And each one, now bless you, they see. Each one, now bless you, they see. You must get that dollar with the promise. You must get, amen. See, if you tell any minister here to go to your village for land deliverance, and I am not aware, you have wasted that trip. It's a spiritual principle. No matter how I tell them, they will still go. At the end, when they don't suffer rich, I even took Prophet Olumide to the village, and I took Apostle Onya, and I took, and all of them, they went for the Agude look. And I said, so when you took them there, what happened? He said, the situation is even worse. Praise God. The God we serve, he doesn't travel before he answers prayers. The thing you are suffering in Lagos here, they do it for village. They don't travel call Lagos before the thing begin walking here. Now 419, they want to take and buy Christmas goat. All of you listening, you will hear some of the funny people say, I have a ministry, they do. They are only minister. I use my gift to ministry. Ministry. You can come from anywhere, Catholic, Olumba, Isle, all Aladura, all Gada, every Wednesday. Then I'll be prophesying for you. Collect your tithe and offering. Then they will gather the people and then go 1 week. Go to this village here today, another village there, another village. What are they doing? We are doing land liberation. Which land liberation? Who told you there is land liberation? It is the liberation of souls, not the land. It is fire of God that is coming to cleanse this land. It's a lie, oh. It's a 419. However, God can give instruction to go to that compound, and it will always be for a reason. By the time you get there, you will see the reason. And sometimes for you to believe so that you will know the deliverance he has done on you, he can then say, go to the village, go to so-so-so place, you will see so-so, oh yeah, follow, go. I see many of you call me from abroad, Pastor, I need two prophets to go to my compound in the village. It is a hangover of your former church. Now they bring you come here. Here, we speak here and it happens there. What did the Bible say? Open Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. What did the Bible say?
For verily I say unto you.
What did he say? Wait first. Hold on. Before you read this one, go to Proverbs chapter, is it chapter 18 and verse 21 and verse 22. What did he say?
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
What did he say?
Death again. And life are in the power of the tongue.
Read verse 20.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth.
Thank you. That's the
and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled.
Why?
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
And that is what Mark 11 was trying to tell you to do to confirm it.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever
he says. You don't have to travel to the land to say. You don't have to go there and dig ground to say. Unless God so directs. If not, there's one prophet, but he has left here now. The person called me from abroad. That he called him after he left here. They can't try that here. It's an unpardonable sin. When they want to do it, they will resign from here and go and open their shop. And the same member so will be following them. When they leave, finish, they know all the privileged members in the church. Now you be their prayer point. I was praying last night, brother, and the Lord told me you need serious, they will enter spirit and do discernment for you. And it is only this ministry, very, very unique. I have not seen a church like this before. How can you have a father, your child, or a daughter, your child goes outside, and they tell him something he's supposed to do, and he doesn't come to tell you? How can I be your spiritual head here, and somebody from outside call you and give you a revelation and even tell you what to do? You will not tell me. So what is my work over you? Just to stand here and preach, Abby? Pastoral work is not in this sermon I'm preaching. To watch over you is more than preaching. It is only the bad one. You won't die, then you will call me. Then they pursue me. I see myself inside coffee. Pastor. When anybody calls you, that is what they do, and they scatter families. They will call a man, call a woman, and give revelation that will make the man or the woman, they begin to hate each other, suspect each other. If you just open your mouth and tell your husband, you may soon know that there's a reason why they call you. Some of them are offering and they find no. And they will tell you, don't tell Pastor Moses. So if you tell him this thing, I'm telling you, I'm telling you for your own good, though. And then you too. Then you will come here. I'll make pronouncements. Say amen. And when you, what you're supposed to tell me, you will not tell me. Anybody that gives a revelation and says, don't let Pastor Moses know, is a suspect. Because should they tell me, that's why I go call them. Hey, repeat that revelation where you give my member. And if they know, you tell me, they'll be careful in making those calls to you. It's only this church. Don't, your own prophet and a prophet. Prophet and a prophet. So he call them. And then the man said, bring 400,000 naira before I go to your village. And somebody, when they struggle there, and they beg a chop. He said, you don't get money. He do. No, he said 500,000. Yeah, he said 500,000. Then he said, last is 400,000. They were negotiating. And then because of ignorance, you cannot see that that is a Balaam. Amen. Okay now. Then he called me. So, deliverance is only for people who have money. Those of us who are poor now, we will die in our problem. So that question is enough. The answer to that question will let you know that person is not a man of God. They're looking for food to eat. Their belly is their God. And they are always very shameless. Very shameless. They will hit you finish. When you go come back, you know, go and say, are you sure? Did you do all that I told you to do? Go and think again. Let me go and pray why the thing didn't happen. Are you a member of Bride? If you're a member of this church, you allow anybody to dupe in the name of the Lord, it's because you are ordained forever to be mumu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And since Balaam discovered that it's not possible to curse these people, this is where the doctrine of Balaam comes in. He told Balak, hallelujah. And that's why chapter 25, number 25. Read it from verse 1.
And Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to...
Wait. Numbers chapter 31. Listen very well. It was Moses that brought the attention in verse 16. Chapter 31. Listen very well.
Behold, this caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam.
Thank you. That is the counsel, that is the doctrine of Balaam. To do what?
To commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of poor.
And that is what is being, the Spirit was referring to it even long after in Revelation 2:14 where we read. Read on, verse 16 again.
Behold, this caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of poor.
And the matter of poor, uh-huh.
And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord.
And this matter of poor is the feast of Baal Poor in Revelation, I mean in Numbers chapter 25. Read it from verse 1.
And Israel abode in Shittim.
Listen very well.
And the people began to commit Odom with the daughters of Moab.
Now, to break it down, because it's a long reading there. Let me break it down. You can read it on your own later on. What happened was, Balaam therefore went back and told Balak, see, these people, they are blessed. You can never curse them. The only reason, the only thing that you can do to get them is to make them have problem with that God. If that God can be angry with them, that their God doesn't take nonsense. But for you to just come, they have no problem with him, and you want to curse them, you will not succeed. This is how we should get them. Organize a feast. And tell them, invite them. You people are traveling, you are passing nations. You know our history, we are together. Come and let's relax on your way, your journey. We are one. And quickly, Balak, he said, get your sexiest women, most pretty women. They never see women. They're under very strict law. They don't see nakedness. They don't see anything. They were even slaves in Egypt. So in the wilderness, no problem. Just, they have not seen naked woman before. They organized strip teasers. They organized beauty parade. They bring plenty, plenty wine so that their eye will see win, 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 win. I hope you know that alcohol is called spirit. Eh? Anytime you are drinking beer, you are invoking spirit. There is a spirit you are invoking into your body. And when that spirit enters, you're going to sing, me, 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 me. It's an anointing. And before you know what, the children of Israel came, and it will be in the night. So that even if you carry one in the darkness, anything they do, nobody will see. It was strategically planned. Feel free, there we are all. Feel free. This is how we entertain our visitors. No wahala. Fornication here is no sin. LGBT, say if you want. See them. Anything you want. And they say, yeah, free food. Wow, Moses. What are you saying? And they fornicated. One day, 24,000 died. God got angry with them. Destroy his own people by himself. 24,000. What the enemy could not achieve, because you are in the city of the refuge. You step out, you are on your own. This one, God by himself, his anger came down and finished 24,000. Imagine 24,000 dead bodies in the field in one day. That is the doctrine of Balaam. So that you know, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Listen very well. I will soon finish. Please be patient.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Listen very well.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
So that we will not receive this grace in vain. So that you don't fall off that grace that God has given us.
Lest any root of bitterness springing up.
These are the things that take you out. And you are left for all manner of things to attack you.
And thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau.
What did he do?
Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Compromise.
For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the
blessing, play, you lose it forever.
He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Read on.
For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and are burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
Listen very well.
For they could not endure that which was commanded, and with so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrown.
That was under the covenant of the Old Testament. Go on.
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake.
Yes.
But ye are come unto
Mount Zion. It's not that type of place. It's not that type of covenant. See where you are now.
Ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
See the blessings.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn,
yes,
which are written in heaven.
Yes.
And to God, the judge of all.
Yes.
And to the spirit of just men made perfect.
Read on.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling.
Who is the mediator of the new covenant?
The Lord Jesus
Christ. Not Mary.
And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
See
that you refuse not him that speaketh.
Thank you.
For if they escape not who refuse him that speak on it, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
And that is the Lord Jesus himself, the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Whose voice then shook the earth.
Yes.
But now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
He said it. And Peter recorded, yes?
And this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things that are shaken,
uh-huh.
as of the things that are made,
uh-huh.
that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Yes.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved.
It cannot be moved.
Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence.
Acceptably with reverence.
And godly fear.
And godly fear. Why?
For our God
is a consuming fire. The same thing. He uses our characters. The device of Satan. To disconnect you from the destinies that God has arranged for you. If you don't deal with your character, Satan will take advantage of your character, exploit it, and cause frustration. But the Bible says, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It means you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and refuse the Holy Ghost to lead you and live a carnal life, and he will be there watching you. It's true. And this is one of the ways he does it. You are praying. I've said this over and over and over and over. Maybe one day it will sink. God has ordained that he will use man to answer the prayer of man. Do you hear me? Anytime you pray, Lord, bless me. Even when you say, Lord, I need a husband, you pray. Before you know what, somebody will introduce you to someone that will eventually marry you. And it is answer to your prayer. You need a job. Before you know what, somebody will call you. Or somebody will drop a newspaper advert and you will see what you have been praying for there. God always answers your prayer using a man. We call them destiny helpers. That is those that God has destined. Hallelujah. Those that God has destined to be of help to you. And once you have found that man, just like Elijah. Is it Elijah or Elisha? When he said, go to that widow of Zarephath, I have commanded her that she will take care of in a moment of famine. Widow, of all places, widow. Maybe your mind is there in the king place where there's plenty of food. But that is where he said you should go. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Now, when you locate where God has placed you, it includes ministry. Include the church you are to worship in. It includes that man, that woman that has suddenly big interest in you and decided to help you. Don't let your character. Praise God. Sir, do you drink? Do you like coffee? Have anybody get bitter cola here? They were way bitter, where? You need bitter cola. You bitter, you fry your face like this, you chop up. Sleep go clear. Praise the Lord. That is the problem many of us have. Many. Once you discover your destiny helper, and the way the helper will come, it will not be you struggling to catch the person's attention. Just like that. As a brother, just like that, there's a brother in this church, just like that, another brother in the church built his house where he will live and built a 2-bedroom apartment by the side. and called a brother, said, the Lord lay in my heart that I should give you this apartment. Live there till the day you build your own. That's a destiny helper. Eh? Brother Jamus. Some of you know him. He was one of the ministers here. It's true. That is destiny helper. And I thank God for that brother. Amen. You don't qualify anything. 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 I have my nephew. It's only secondary school he did. That somebody employed a billionaire, one of the popular billionaires in Nigeria, employed him maybe to just work as an office assistant, of course, secondary school. And just he said one day, he just called him. I think maybe the staff were not around. He just called him and gave him a box. Inside that box, I forgot how much, either $1 or $2 million cash. I said, keep, he was rushing to the airport when I come. And then he gave him, he traveled abroad, stayed for over a month, and came back. And the young man was wondering, Oga never asked for him money. I mean, for the box. And so one day he entered the office and said, sir, the box you gave me, the man was saying, which box? That day you were traveling, you gave me a box I should keep for you. He said, where is it? He said, see where I hide them, in his office, and brought it out. He opened it, everything intact. He looked at him. That is how he became his personal assistant. And he has been with that man, and all the who's and who's in this country know him. There is no decision that man makes in his company without first seeking his advice. If he's traveling anywhere, he will go with him. When he reaches there, he doesn't say my peer, he says one of our directors. He says it's one of our directors. When the talk finishes, he will say, well, how you see him? So close until even the wife, when they need anything from the husband, they will say, I beg, talk to Oga now for us. If he speaks, it's settled. He said, including his property, the members of his family don't know. He knows. He's the one that will say, and the mommy, daddy just bought one house. So, see something here. That he found him as a dead. Now, when he now say he wants to resign after serving so many years, he begged him. He said, I will give you 15% share in the company. I'm telling you now, it's not the same. But he will have been there. Maybe the man was testing him, not knowing that you are before your destiny helper. While he was with the man was encouraging him to read. He has 2 master's degrees under that man. One problem is our character. Character. A sister from, I read the report, the smell committee. A sister from Europe had a testimony of somebody who is suffering lack of accommodation. Saying that I gave her a free accommodation. Free. They make trouble. Fighting even with the mother of the landlady. That is the problem we have. Now they are telling you, get out. Leave my house. Then you will say, Satan. Eh? But I don't sleep. Eh? I will soon close. That's all. I will soon close. Listen. If that sister now is thrown out, Which prayer you want to pray again? No, tell me now, which prayer you want to pray again? And Pastor Olumide was so angry. I was hearing him online. I didn't know that there was such a case like that till I came back and saw the report on my table. He was making reference and saying, talking the same way I am talking now. He don't mention the sister name. You know who are they talking about? You don't know now. But to tell you how possessed that sister is, she's here now. She didn't hear me. You are possessed. Until Olumide, they greet them, you know, they answer. I told you to send her out of the church.
Yes, sir.
Get out of this church. You're a devil. You don't want to change. And you are the one everywhere. I am bride. You are not bride, though. You are not even. You are not even bra. It's very annoying. How else do you want God to bless you? Anywhere you find yourself, you don't know who God is bringing before you. Sister, including your house girl, your house boy, there's a reason that person is coming close to you. You know today, you don't know tomorrow. That is the problem we have. Your ignorance and your character. Amen. I know so that the person will not say, I make a lot of talk this one because the person is not even a member of this church. But somebody, you know, somebody you go meet, okay, this is the story. You go meet somebody asking for money. He said, this money, why they give you every time? Why don't you look for something to do? Okay, we have this product, but where you live, the town you live, we don't have distributors. Can you then be the distributor of our product? He said, why not? Then he tested him. He gave him goods for either 1 or 2 million naira. Let's see, when you sell it, come. That was the end. Where will I go? Where will I go? Where will you go again? That man is ready to give him. Amen. The person he did it with is Brother Cosmos Maduka. This same Brother Cosmos Maduka, another person came to him and gave him a proposal. If I do this with you, will you? Yes, says, okay. And he gave him 100 million naira to go and do the business. He gave that testimony here by himself. The latest hotel in Victoria Island, the most expensive hotel today, is owned by that young man in Victoria Island. The man, from nothing, when he met Cosmos, what can I say? He had 50,000 naira. And how did he call his attention? He said he went to a program after speaking, young man came and then took something in his pocket. And he looked at him, what is this? He saw money. Later on, he called, he said, I'm the one that put that money. So there's something about offering. And called his attention and they met. What is it? What do you do? He gave him 100 million naira. Today, that man is a multi-billionaire. Multi-billionaire. He told me, within 1 year, the man paid back the 100 million. And so he was ready to give him more if he wanted. But another one, he gave him 2 million naira goods. And this one will be 200 million, na Christian. That one, na Catholic. So that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Your neighbor in your house here, live peacefully with them. You don't know tomorrow.
That's right.
J. General Bamiyi was in charge of NDLEA. He was so feared. But he lived in the same street with my elder brother in Jos when he was a major. Very fierce. Everybody feared to follow that street. He was enemy to everybody. But my senior brother, they were always good friends. Always. One day, my senior brother's daughter graduated and said she wants to work in NDLEA and was reminding the father that the general there is that major that was in our street. He said, oh, he gave her a note to Lagos, their office here. And when he got there, the man, you know him now, he was very wild. He said, came out of the office. Who came there from, Mr. Alu? He came and said, you are the one. He said, come. How is he? How is he? Long time. I've not seen her. You the daughter? True daughter. He said, he called her and said, may they give her a walk. Your daddy was a very nice man. Today she's a director in NDLEA. That's what I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. You don't know who that your neighbor is. There are some of us that don't live peacefully at all with anybody. Anybody at all. For the group, they belong even in the church here. Fight. For choir, fight. Sanitation member, fight. Building committee, fight. Evangelical group, fight. Women fellowship, fight. Men fellowship, fight. In the bus, fight. In taxi, fight. Even you alone in the toilet. You dey fight with lizard. Lizard in the toilet. Therefore, what did he say? In Romans chapter 8, as we round up, verse 12, 13 and 14.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh.
Oh.
For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Oh. Verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
And Romans chapter 6, verse 12.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
Yes.
That ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Go on.
Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you.
It should not have dominion over you. It should not rule your life. It should not guide you.
For ye are not under the law, but under grace.
That's why he said, watch and pray. What are you watching? Watch your character and watch how God will bless you. So they don't miss your opportunity. Yes, the spirit is always willing. It is the flesh that is weak. That's why I say, mortify it. Bring it to subjection. Don't let it guide you. You all the way you are, what have you gained by your character? What has profited you in the way you live? When they call your name, what are you known for? And Romans chapter 12, and verse 1 and verse 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Verse 2 is my emphasis.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing
by
of
what?
Your mind. The renewing of your mind.
By what?
The renewing of your
by
mind.
By what?
The renewing of your
renew of your mind.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So when you say renew, that is start all over. We are entering the year, the new year. Let your testimony change those concerns. Let your testimony change. Look inward and be sincere with yourself. You are the one that will judge yourself. Come now, true. I go here, problem. There are people that have set their mind, they want to bless you. But they are scared that if they bless you, you will come close to them. So because they will avoid you. It happens. There are characters that you relate better with them if you are far from them. Once you come close, before you know it, they say two cases. They say, they will rope you inside and you say. There are people that do nothing but to talk about people. Time you should do something that will profit your life is talk about people. Talk, this one do me, this one do that, this one is this. This complain about people. You call how your own be. Somebody too is complaining about you. There are some people that once they call me, now grumble. I go say, if I don't have time, I don't even pick the call because they are not going to say anything that will defy you. Faithlessness. A pastor wants to hear faith, not complain. That's the truth. How many times have you lost your job? And you're always blaming them for. You will not check. How many relationships have you broken? How many relationships have you broken? I had to tell the ministers yesterday, Friday night. I said, before you give prophecy, I said, be very, very careful. Know your scriptures. Because a woman was brought out here that the husband ran away, leaving her with three children. And we're supposed to take care of the children. And I said, we should know our scriptures. Is God more interested in taking care of those children than the reconciliation of the man with the woman? What if not the woman's character made the man run away? Don't hear story from only one side and conclude. Because no man will run away like that unless he's so possessed. I know they do that. They say it's by wondering that a bird, they jam trouble. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says so. Yes. All these men, when they say, women, pray for your husband. Women, pray for your husband. And the person when say, women, pray for your husband. Also, the women are saying, let the men stay in one place so that their prayer will work. Because sometimes you go and meet these Asmodee women, and before you know what, they do something for your eye. You begin to see your wife like winch. It happens. But when God exposes it, that nonsense will break. I saw a clip of a testimony. Maybe she will come and give the testimony herself. Yes. All of a sudden, the man wake up one day and say, where my wife? After abandoning her for how long? And came back and begging to reconcile. The thing broke after the prophecy was given here. Praise the Lord. So character can affect your relationship. Only you. Three men come to you, disappoint you. This one come, disappoint you. Then you are saying, it's demon husband, it's demon wife. Now only you get the demon husband. There are women who get demon husband, where they marry for spirit, they marry physical too. Why your own? The only spirit in the marriage, physical, you know the marriage. It's a character. Check. Be sincere. Be sincere with yourself. You call brother, why up to now, as fine as you are, you don't fit marry? There is one that Olumide told me that the man get problem. He can't stay with woman. By what he found out, no one make una know who the brother is. But they hear me now. Character. So you see, you get money, but you don't get the character to keep a woman. And woman, he that find a wife. Abby, Godwin. Abby? Yeah? Because since you married sister, Jesus, she's always singing for you in the house. They're always singing in the house. See us fresh. You know fresh like this before you marry her. No, look at her. No, look at him now. No, we know you now. That's what you be. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Now so you be. See now. Now so you be. Praise the Lord. And I always tell the sisters, you are single. You've been in this ministry for long. Up to now, no husband. But there are sisters that have two children outside before they got converted. They come here with the two children, men rush them. Something is wrong. Check yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Don't say the right one never come. How are you sure the right one never come? How will you know the right one? You yourself, are you a right one for them? Can we stand up? Create in me a clean heart. Oh, Lord. That's our prayer.
A renew a right spirit. Create in me a clean heart, oh Lord. A renew right spirit within me. Cast me not away.
As I enter a new year, help me to live a life pleasing before you. Let me not miss the opportunity of my blessing.